3, 4. Shall come to us. Sing this with me, church. Gloria
in excelsis Deo. Thank you.
Him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Fun. We can have a little bit of fun here this evening. I almost said it, almost said this morning. How many of you have said good morning when you walked in at some point? It got me. It always does when we gather in the evening. We're going to keep going. We're going to sing, What Child Is This? What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to all. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving arms ring this night, all heaven and earth together. The light of love is born to us, exalt his name forever. This is Christ the King, let every tongue and sing. Praise his holy name, the saving Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, let every tongue and nation sing. Praise his holy name, the Amen, amen. Go ahead and grab a seat, everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas. I'm going to invite the kids to come up at this time and have a seat right here in front of me on the floor. Yep, right there on the floor. Awesome. Scooch forward so all the friends can fill in right over here. Come on down, Titus. There's a spot right for you over here. Well, Merry Christmas, you guys. Are you guys excited for Christmas?
Yes.
Yes. Is anyone not excited? I think Phil should ask that. You're excited. Okay. Levi is excited. Awesome. Well, if you were here on Sunday, I told you a story about a time that I was kind of lost in the dark without one of these, right? You see, I brought my lantern with me tonight, and it works. Got it working. I feel like for this story that I'm going to tell you tonight, though, we should probably set the mood, and we should probably make it dark in here. Can we make it dark in here? Like really super dark? There we go. You can see how bright that lantern is. I can see all of you guys right here in front of me. So I went on a trip with three of my friends, no parents, no adults. We were in high school. And we went up to the mountains, and our idea was we were going to hike through the mountains, off the trail, off the road. We were going to camp for real. We didn't even have a tent. It was summer, and so we thought, there won't be any rain. We'll bring a tarp, and that'll cover us if we need it, but we're just going to go and rough it out in the wild and see how we do for 3 or 4 days. And we didn't even know exactly where we were going. Somebody drove us and dropped us off, and we started walking. And we started walking for a couple of hours, and pretty soon you know what happened? It started to rain. And so we had to find a spot to make some shelter. Now, before we had left, we also said, we're going to be able to make fire, so we shouldn't need to worry about light, but we should probably bring a lantern or a flashlight or something just in case. And so it started to rain, so we couldn't make fire, and we set up kind of a camp right by a little creek, and we had everything kind of set, and somebody said, all right, who's got the lantern, who's got the flashlight, who brought light, because it's starting to get dark. And you know what we realized?
What?
We didn't have a lantern or a flashlight or anything. We had forgotten it. The four of us had all assumed that the other ones were going to bring it. And so we didn't have any light. And so we kind of got ready to bed down for the night. And then we realized, as it was continuing to rain after the sunset, that there was only room under that tarp for three of us. So one of us had to take turns sitting outside the tarp and kind of keeping watch. This was not a well-planned trip, so moral of the story is don't go camping with Pastor Marcus. I'm no good at packing for these trips. And so I was the first one that had to sit outside our tarp and kind of keep watch and huddle up in the miserable cold. And before too long, I started to hear something from across the creek. I started to hear, and I started trying to do some math in my head because I said, there's a creek between me and that sound sounds like a wolf, and that creek doesn't look very wide all of a sudden, and it doesn't look very deep all of a sudden. I wonder if that wolf's going to make their way over here. So I was now looking real carefully, and it was real dark, and it was cloudy, and it was still raining, and so I couldn't see very well at all. And now I started to think that I could see things moving on the other side of the creek. And those howls started to get closer. Ooh! And I started to hear more of them. I was getting pretty nervous now. So I woke my friends up and I said, guys, I think there's some wolves across the creek here, and I don't know what we should do, and like, what are we gonna do? And so we all started kind of trying to figure out what we would do. And all of a sudden, behind us, we heard someone coming. We turned around, and we saw a shepherd, And the shepherd was carrying a lantern and leading their sheep down from their mountain pasture. They'd had to leave because of the rain. They were heading back in the dark. And they saw us and they came over and they heard those wolves. And before long, when they brought their lantern over, those wolves started moving away and the howls grew quieter. And the shepherd was able to keep us all safe during the night, mostly because they thought to bring a light. And the light drives away the things in the darkness that scare us. And that makes me think about some other shepherds that we talk about at Christmas time. And they were out on a hillside, and they didn't have shelter. I'll bet they had lanterns. But they were watching over their sheep. And shepherds have to be pretty brave. There's not a lot that can scare shepherds. But do you remember what those shepherds saw that night outside Bethlehem? They saw not just one angel, a whole army of angels. And angels are bright and shiny. And so all of a sudden, in the middle of that dark night, there was a sky filled with bright angels. And the wise men saw a shining star. There's all kinds of lights at Christmas. And the angels said, "Don't be afraid, because I bring you good news of great joy for everybody. Today is born in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord." And so the lights that we light at Christmas time remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. And when the light shines, there is nothing that we need to be afraid of. That is the message of Christmas, is that we do not need to fear, because good news, Jesus has been born. The light of the world has come and drives away all of the darkness and all of the things that we might be scared of, that we might be afraid of. So this Christmas, it's our prayer, it's our hope, it's our blessing for you guys, that you would see the light of Jesus, and that the light of Jesus would drive fear out of your hearts, and that you would know the joy of Jesus and his love and his light, and that you would always carry the light of Jesus, even as I forget to bring lanterns with me in dark places, that you would always have the light of Jesus with you. And so just as we do on Sundays, I'm going to ask that we reach out our hand of blessing and ask that blessing on our kids. God, we ask that our children would see the light of you in Jesus, and that they would know the joy of Jesus this Christmas, and that they would fear not. And we ask it because of Jesus, who has come as the light of the world. Amen. All right. Thanks, you guys, for listening to my story. And you can go back to your seats as we continue to sing of our great Savior. And we can turn the lights back up.
Well, that was great to see the kids' faces. I had a slightly more up close view than all of you, but to see the anticipation of where that story would go. It's our prayer that we would hear this Christmas story kind of like it's the first time we're hearing it, that we're excited, that we're caught up in the miracle that we celebrate. And we're not afraid, because light has come into the darkness. So let's stand up and let's sing of our joy, that we're not afraid. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let earth receive.
sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. Here rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations proud. The glory.
Advent, we've been focusing on Jesus as our light, and Jesus is the light of the world. And this next song has become a bit of a theme song throughout that. So some of you will be very familiar with it. Some of you might not know it at all. So we invite you to join us when you can. And together as we do, would we remind ourselves and also proclaim to Jesus that we recognize that he has broken into our darkness and continues to shine on us.
The Son of God, so full of grace and truth, the Father's saving word, so wonderful are you. The angels long to see, and prophets search to find the glory we have seen revealed. You shone upon the
came upon.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from man's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wings, and evermore its babble sound, the blessed angels sing.
Seat.
We have spent this season, these 4 weeks, anticipating this evening and tomorrow morning under the guise of the light of the world, anticipating the light that is to come. In every Advent season, we light these candles as a way of anticipating that. And the center candle is the Christ candle, which we light tonight. These candles form part of our annual telling of the story, not just of Christmas, but of God's good news for the world that we live in. The story begins, in fact, with light. The God who exists for all eternity in a community of loving persons, the first, second, and third persons of the Trinity, loving one another, perfectly satisfied in their perfection of existence, for a reason that we can only name as love, decide to create the universe we know. And it begins with light. And that light becomes the source of blessing and goodness and life to everything else that is created, ending with humanity that is placed in God's perfect creation, not with a commandment, not with a rule, but with a blessing, to be fruitful and multiply, to see life and love abound in the good world that God has made and filled with light and life and love. But we know that the story does not stop there, or we would not be here tonight. Darkness enters in. Darkness seeks to quench the light that God has lit in this universe. An enemy creeps in and cannot quench the light themselves. They must enlist our help. And so the darkness comes both from outside and from within. We've talked about the fact that we celebrate Christmas at this time of year for a variety of reasons, and I know that very few of them are like rooted in scripture and truth, but it is no accident that we celebrate Christmas near the shortest day of the year, when the darkness is at its peak. And this year, we decided on this theme of light of the world several months ago, but I find it appropriate because if you're like me, I find it particularly true, or at least it feels particularly true in these days, that the days are dark and the time feels short. The days are dark and the time is short. And if ever I need the encouragement of the light of the world shining brightly, it is now. And that is the good news of Christmas, that God has not left the darkness to stand. John tells us that Jesus came as the light of the world and that the darkness has not overcome that light. Darkness cannot do that. Light drives out darkness, never the other way around. And so God has shown forth his light in the person of Jesus. And so as Jesus enters the world, it is no accident that we find lights blazing all over the place, as the kids astutely pointed out. Angels show up in glorious visions, not just to shepherds, but to Joseph and to Mary and John the Baptist's parents. Wise men in the east see a star shining more brightly and in a place where it's not supposed to be, and they follow that light until they find their way to the true light. And Jesus says over and over again, I am the light of the world. And there's this building urgency in the way that Jesus throughout his life says that he is the light of the world, begging us, imploring us to look at him, to see him, to hear him, because he knows that apart from his light, we remain in darkness. The darkness we see around us and the darkness we see within us. But that if we will come to his light, that light will drive out the darkness, will indeed transform us. One of the most scandalous things that Scripture says is not that Jesus is the light of the world, although that should get our attention. It's that Jesus says of us that we are the light of the world. That as we come to Jesus, as we place our trust in Jesus, the light of the world, we become that light. And so what we do this evening is we've lit the Christ candle, and it points us forward to Easter. We snuff it on Good Friday, only for a moment, and then relight it Easter Sunday. But what we do tonight is unique, because as we come to Jesus, we will each light a candle from this Christ candle and take it with us. And it would be my request this evening that as you do that, as we see that light spread, that you would consider the ways in which you can behold Christ more closely this Christmas season, but also how you might shine the light of Christ in your life and be the light of a world that is in darkness, because the days are dark and the time is short. So we're going to conclude with a couple of songs, and in a moment we'll be lighting our candles. If you got one on your way in, I encourage you to embrace the light of Jesus this Christmas.
We sang the song on Sunday, Oh Rejoice. I'm going to have you stay seated for now. Go ahead and listen to these words. Join in and sing with us as you catch on. Jesus coming, the light of the world. We rejoice tonight.
Come, come and behold the Son. Come, come and behold the babe. Come, see what the Lord has done. Come, heaven has made a way. See, see in the east a star. Come now as the angels sing.
Stand if you're able. Let's sing O Holy Night together as we light our candles and let the light of the world permeate this place. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious Lord. Fall on your knees, oh, darken the lights. Let's sing Silent Night as we close out our evening together. Silent night, holy night, all is gone. All is bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heaven. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Let's lift our voices. Silent night, holy night, Son of God. Love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Amen. Amen, church. Marcus said, Jesus is the light of the world, but Jesus says to us, you are the light of the world. So as we all blow out our candles, remember that. We carry the light of Jesus into the world. Merry Christmas. Go in peace.